Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Beitza. Today we are learning parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, and parak Aleph, Mishnah Hey. The previous Mishnah, parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, taught us that a person is not allowed to take doves from a birdhouse on Yontif unless he had removed their mukta status, unless he had prepared them from before Yontif. The following Mishnah is going to discuss a situation where a person prepared certain doves before Yontif, but upon coming to take them on Yontif, you can't tell whether the doves that he finds at that time are the same ones that he had prepared from before Yontif. Says the Mishnah, Zimein Shechorim Umata Levanim. If a person prepared black birds in a particular area in the birdhouse before Yontif, but on Yontif he found that only white ones were there. Says the Mishnah, Levanim Umata Shechorim. Similarly, if he prepared white doves in a particular compartment in the birdhouse, but on Yontif found only black ones there. Says the Mishnah, Shnayim Umata Shlosha. Or if he prepared only two doves that were in a particular area, and on Yontif he found that there were three. Says the Mishnah, Asurim. In each of these cases, the doves that are found are prohibited, their usur, because they might not be the ones that he had prepared from before Yontif. That in the first two cases, where he prepared black doves and found white doves, or vice versa, the doves that he found are certainly not the ones that he had prepared. And the Gemara actually states here that this is too obvious for the Mishnah to bother mentioning. Therefore, the Mishnah actually must mean something else. And in fact, the first two cases are one. Before Yontif, the person prepared black doves and white doves. The black ones were in one compartment, and the white ones were in another. And Yontif found the white doves in the compartment where he had prepared the black ones, and the black doves were in the compartment where he had prepared the white ones. And there are two ways to explain the change. Either the black ones and the white ones had simply switched compartments, or all the prepared doves had left both of the areas, and other doves which had not been prepared had taken their places. Now, as the Bartanura says, that if the prepared doves had just the switched compartments, they would all be permitted, but if the doves he found were from elsewhere, they would all be forbidden. And the Mishnah therefore rules they are all forbidden in this particular case. Continuing with the similar types of cases, Besocha Kain Umata Lefnea Kain. If he prepared the doves that were inside one of the areas, but on Yontif he found the doves only on a ledge in front of that compartment and none inside it, Asurim, they are Asur here as well, because they might not be the ones that he had prepared. V'me'ein Sham Elohim. However, if there were no doves in the entire birdhouse before Yontif, except the ones that he had prepared on Yontif, and he found doves only in front of the compartment and none inside it, Hari Elu Mutar. It says the Mishnah, they are allowed, they are permitted in this situation, because they are presumably the ones that he had prepared. That since there were no other doves in the birdhouse, we may assume that they are the ones he had prepared, that they had come out to rest on the ledge. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hez. The Mishnah gives four more machloksim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that concern Yontif. The first machlokas is going to be regarding this like a booth that people would use to sell various items, and there's going to be a machlokas regarding the status of that. Now a salesman would set up a portable booth in the marketplace. He would remove the door and prop up the door as a shelf in order to display that which he was selling. Now when he was finished for the day, he would put the door back in a place to keep the booth closed when he was not using it. Based on this, there's a machlokas. Beis Shammai Un, Beis Shammai say, Ein misalkin es hatrisin biyomtov, that a person, that a salesman is not allowed to detach the door from his booth on Yom Tov, because that resembles the malacha of Soser, which literally means destroying. That according to Beis Shammai, the Bartanura says, detaching the door from the booth is rabbinically usur, it's usur midirabanan, because it resembles the malacha of Soser, and putting the door back in place is also usur, because it resembles the malacha of Bona. And it continues the Mishnah, Uveis Hillel matir in afla hachzer. But Beis Hillel allows this to be done, not only to remove the door so that he can sell that which he has there, which will allow people to enjoy Yontif. Again, we're talking about food items, not selling a clock or selling some sort of thing that you can't sell on Yontif. But for certain food items, you're allowed to do that on Yontif. But he also says the Mishnah, according to Beis Hillel, allowed to put it back in place after he has finished selling for the day. If he's not allowed to put the door back, then he might not want to remove it in the first place, because he will then have to leave his booth open the entire day. And therefore, in order to encourage him to open his booth and sell the items that will increase everyone's simcha for Yontif, the Chacham allowed him not only to remove the door, but to also put it back afterwards as well. Second machlokas in the Mishnah, Beishami Beishami say, Ein notlinis ha'eli lekatsiv olav basar. A person is not allowed to take a large, like a wooden board to chop meat on it because it is mukta. Uvisil matzir, but Basilis Adir absolutely are allowed to take it so that he can use it to prepare food that he's going to eat on Yontif. That according to Beis Hillel, the mukta prohibition was lifted in this case for the sake of enjoying Yontif. The third machlokas, Beshamayon, Beshamayseh, a nosdin as ha'or lifnei hadorasan. After a person shecht an animal on Yontif, he's not allowed to put the animal skin in front of people who are going to trample it, which prevents it from sort of decaying, because it is linked to the malacha of tanning, that the first, one of the first steps in the process of tanning, of making the hides into leather, is trampling the hide. So because it resembles that, says Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to do that. Velo yag bihenu ela im kein yesh imo kezayis basar. And because the animal skin is mukta, he can't even pick it up unless he has at least a kezayis, an olive's volume of meat attached to it. But Beis Hillel matir, and once again, Beis Hillel permits both activities, because if a person is not allowed to prevent the animal's hide from decaying, the animal's skin from decaying, then he's not going to want to shech the animal in the first place, and there's going to be less meat for people to eat on Yom Tov. The final machlok is in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai Or, Beis Shammai say, Ein motzin lo es hakatan, v'lo es halulav, v'lo es hasefer Torah, l'rishos harabim. A person is not allowed to carry a child, a lulav, or a sefer Torah, into a public area on Yom Tov, because this violates the Isser Midarai, so the public, the malacha of hotzav, carrying, which you're not allowed to do on Yontif for any purpose other than preparing food. Ubeis Hillel matirin. But Beis Hillel says that you are allowed to do this because Beis Hillel holds that any malacha permitted for the sake of preparing food is allowed for other purposes as well. This is a famous concept that comes up throughout Maseches Beitzah, which is mitoch shehutra l'tzora chutra nami shelotzor. But since the malacha of whatever it is, this malacha for ochal nefesh, for the purposes of food, was allowed for ochal nefesh, therefore it's allowed for other purposes as well. So because hotzah is allowed on yontif for, carrying is allowed on yontif for eating, so too you're allowed to carry a yontif for anything, and we do passing that way. We hope there's no iser of hotzah, of carrying on yontif. You're allowed to carry even if there's no eruv on yontif. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid discussed the case where a person prepared one type of animal and one type of bird, and they found something else. So we said that in this case, if you prepared black birds, you found white birds, you found black. If you prepared two and you found three, and so on and so forth, then it is usher. We assume that these are new doves, which are not prepared, and therefore you can't eat them, you can't touch them on or move them on yontif. They are considered to be mukta. However, the Mishnah said that if someone prepared three birds and only found two, they're allowed, because we assume that two of the doves are there and the other one simply left. And the Mishnah discussed the case where he prepared doves that were inside one of the areas of the birdhouse. He found other doves he found the doves on the ledge. There, the Mishnah that they are usur because they might not be the ones that he had prepared also. However, the Mishnah said that if these are the only doves that are there in the entire area, then we assume that he would be allowed to move them, because these are the doves that he prepared from before Yontif. And the Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, discussed four machloksim, arguments, disputes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Number one was the status of removing and even returning the door from the booth of the salesperson's container on Yontif. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to do it because it looks like you're doing soser if you remove it, and bonat if you put it back. Beis Hillel says you are allowed to do it because of ochel nefesh, because of food-related things, and we want to encourage him to sell food items on Yontif. Beis Shammai then, in the second machlokas, was of the opinion that you're not allowed to take a large wooden board to allow you to chop meat on it because it is mukta. Beis Hillel says that it is allowed because, again, it is for the purpose of ochel nefesh. Third machlokas, Beis Shammai said that after a person shecht an animal on Yontif, he's not allowed to put the skin in front of people who will trample it to prevent it from decaying, because it looks like you're doing one of the first steps in tanning and making it into leather, which you can't do. And the Mishnah said that because hide is mukta, you can't even pick up the animal skin if it is less than a kezayis of meat attached to it. But Beis Hillel says that you are allowed to do both of these things. Number one, you can put it in front of people to step on, because people are not going to shecht, and they're not going to have meat for yontif. And also, you're also allowed to carry it as well, because again, we want to encourage people to have the skin and to allow it to not decay and to spoil, so that you'll do the mitzvah of having food and meat for yontif. The final machlokas in the Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, taught us that you're not, according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to carry a child, a lulav, a sefer Torah, etc., and a rishas harab man yontif. Beis Hillel says you are allowed to because of these concepts of mitoch shehutra l'tzorach hutra nami l'shlo tzorach, because since malacha is allowed to be done for ochal nefesh, for food preparation, so too it's certainly allowed to be done for other things as well, and that's how we hold as well. There's no malacha of hotzah on yontif. We assume that because you can carry food on yontif, you're allowed to carry other items on yontif as well. Have a great day.